Moving truths, such as God loves me, from our heads to our hearts, is often difficult. It is possible, but only as we journey with others. The God who is divine community is known only in human community. Deep knowing of perfect love, just like deep knowing of ourselves, demands that we be in relationships of spiritual friendship. No one should ever expect to make the journey alone. Quote by David Benner. I liked the church. They had coffee, animal crackers, relevant teaching, and an atmosphere that felt real. I could slip in, slip out, and then breathe. It was a nice little rhythm. Sadly, it was only a couple of weeks before the high of my new job and the new church wore off. Then I felt the pain of loneliness. Do you know this pain? I believe it's one of the most painful pains out there. As you may well know, there are different levels and types of pain. I have no research, quotes, or statistics to back my belief that loneliness is one of the most painful types of pains. Just a keen awareness that I hate feeling it. If you've ever suffered a wound to the heart from the arrow of loneliness, you know the pain I'm describing. You sit there alone, alone in your thoughts, alone in your pain. Alone. The only companion that seems to befriend you is the voice that constantly reminds you of how alone you are, as if you weren't aware. It reminds you of how you got to that place, of the mistakes you've made, of the pains you've endured. It replays the lowlights of your life over and over, convincing you that, no, you shouldn't leave the house, the cubicle, or your isolation room. Staying home and staying put is the better option. History has taught you others can't be trusted. The voice whispers in disgust. You're no better. You can't be trusted either. Alone you sit, only to hear the voice replayed over and over again. The joys of isolation. Isolated was how I felt. In case you forgot, I had destroyed all my previous friendships with my choices. I had moved, started a new job, and was alone in a new place both occupationally and relationally. I was standing on what felt like ridiculously shaky ground spiritually, if I was standing on any ground at all. Things with God seemed to be looking up, but I still had so far to go. I was alone in this new world, and the reality I was facing was hard. Like the new kid standing in the doorway of the cafeteria on the first day of school, I stood there in the doorway of my life, paralyzed, wondering, who will my friends be? Who should I try to talk to? Will I be able to make new friends in this new place? Do I try to make new ones just like my old ones? A thought crept into my mind that if I sought out the same type of friends I'd been running with before, I'd end up running down that old path again. I knew where that path led. Nowhere. And it got there fast. This new way, I felt, required new friends, but I was stuck. My experiences had told me church people couldn't be trusted. But I couldn't be trusted with my old friends. Trust in God. To my surprise, as I listened and began to share as vulnerably as I was comfortable sharing, I realized something incredible about the shaming voices. The only power they have, the only weapon in shaming voices' arsenal with which to cripple our self-esteem and integrity, is the threat of revealing the shameful acts, character defects, and attitudes of our past. Psychologists have long known that our secrets control us. But when we voluntarily share these secrets in a spiritual community, the content we share and the power of the voices to shame us lose their strength. Eventually, to me, the shaming voices seem to get weaker. Community is the Jesus with skin on that is willing to sit with you even when you don't want to sit with yourself. With it, rooms of your heart have the opportunity to be illuminated with love, which can silence the voices that mock and laugh. Yes, the risk is real. So is the reward. How do I know? I've experienced it. It's easier to find than you think. Real community happens at the foot of the cross. Try it out. You just might find Jesus there.